Is Muskegon Heights too violent to host a football game? It's a serious question some school officials in Saginaw, Ann Arbor, and neighboring Muskegon have asked themselves in the last couple of weeks. The answer, for some, has been a reluctant yes. I'm Lindsay Smith. Muskegon Heights football team hasn't played at home yet this season. Josh Bashir and two of his buddies came to Boyd Field in Saginaw last Friday to watch some football. It wasn't supposed to be a home game for the Nivelle Catholic Central High School Panthers. It was supposed to be 2 hours west in Muskegon Heights.
I heard that there were shootings at the school and they thought better for the player's safety to move it here instead of keeping it there.
There has been a lot of gun violence in Muskegon Heights lately. Three people died in the last month. At least a couple others were wounded. Still, none of the shootings were at the school or really tied to the school at all. But that hasn't stopped the fear, at least for some. The fear that if you play football in Muskegon Heights, something bad might happen.
We were never not going to play Muskegon Heights. That was not the issue.
Kimberly Prime is president of Saginaw Area Catholic Schools.
But in light of the unrest and unsettled atmosphere in Muskegon Heights, we reached out to them and thought that perhaps that they would be amenable to coming here, since the JV were coming here anyway.
Saginaw Area Catholic Schools paid to have two big buses drive the players, cheerleaders, and coaches from Muskegon Heights to play in Saginaw. They fed them dinner, too. Players told me it was way better than what happened 2 weeks ago when Muskegon Catholic Central called to cancel just hours before kickoff. They blamed a midday shooting and a perceived threat of violence at the game. Javante Griggs is a senior at Muskegon Heights.
I was mad about that game.
Were you the only one?
The whole team was pretty mad.
Griggs set his eyes back on the field.
Oh, yeah.
Just in time to see Muskegon Heights Tigers score their first touchdown of the game.
Yeah, Coffman's about to go back up. They should have changed it around now.
They got a long way to go. At halftime, the Tigers are down more than 20 points. Muskegon Heights athletic director Glenn Metcalf says he didn't have to move the game, but he didn't want any more last-minute surprises. It's tough on these kids who don't have any control over the situation.
The team need concentration. They need focus. And a lot of times they go home, they listen to it, they see stuff on the news, they pick up stuff and read in the newspaper, and they don't focus on what the job at hand. Where are we going to play at, Mr. Metcalf? Are they going to come or not? And I didn't want them to go through that process for another week.
Even without the violence and the uncertainty about where the team might play, Metcalf says the players have enough obstacles to overcome to win some football games.
A lot of these guys is the first year playing football.
The football coach is new this year, too.
We're going to take our legs probably this year and probably some of next year, but I think he'll make some progress. And it takes time to rebuild a program. Have we made a lot of ground? Yes, we have. But do we have a long way to go? Yes, we do.
That's the final. 43 for your Panthers and 6 for the Tigers from Muskegon Heights.
After the game, covered in sweat, Trayvon Kitchen, a free safety for the Tigers, does an interview for a local TV station.
All in all, we had a nice team effort. We never put our heads down as a team. We still played together. And a large part, I look at it as a bright spot, seeing as if a team can be down 43-6 and still come together as a team and never put our heads down, why can't a community come together after a little, not a little incident, but incidents and still stick together instead of going mutiny and turning against each other?
As a senior, Kitchen can't wait for homecoming this Saturday. For this game, the Tigers will finally have the home field advantage. With State of Opportunity, I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.